Okay, so we're learning Morinayim. I'm just doing a little summary. I have a little chavrusa before Mincha every Wednesday. And we're also learning Kutamaran every Tuesday, but this week it worked out that we didn't get a full look at the Kutamaran, so we're going to come to that in a minute. Okay, a yichud, unification between the Morinayim, Chernobyl, and Breslov, which they don't usually go together, but in before Mashiach comes, they all come together. Just before we do, there's a beautiful sefer here from Torah Semes Lebelega. I didn't get to learn my chavrusa. I went to see him as a doctor, but I didn't get to learn with him because I was in Tel Aviv. So we'll just quickly jump on it. Ma'asha minag l'koreis Shabbos shebein dalet parshias haShabbos gadol Shabbos penuya. It's a concept that there's a Shabbos penuya, a Shabbos where it's vacated. What does that mean? Penuya, like there's a concept of a woman. She's penuya. She hasn't yet got married. She's available, means some sort of translation. It means there's space. There's a reason why this Shabbos, where there's no Dalet Parshiyos, which we've had 4 weeks already, we had Shkolim, Zocho, Para, Chodesh, and then Shabbos HaGodol coming up next Shabbos. This Shabbos is Pinu. There's no special reason other than what? It's Parsha Tazria. That's all we have this week. So the whole reason of the Arba Parshas is to fix up and purify different parts of our soul from the chelik of the other side. As we get to the other side, then you walk in. Harry?
God forbid.
No, I mean it in a positive way, because we're purifying it.
Oh, the good
side. I need his help. There's four of us now. So it says here, four Parshas, four yin. We're purifying from the other side. There shouldn't be any connection to this other side. See, I brought it this time. We will what? Be prepared to purify ourselves. So now we're like in a fresh state, spring, Chodesh Nissan, renewal. You feel it. There's a certain feeling of Tahara that we don't need these four Dalet Parshas to purify these four Cholokim of our being. We already did it. Now we're at a new stage. We're able to now lekanes machadish takas or mokspach a kabbal kedusha as a chag of Pesach. Jinin kedusha azu bechinas arusin ki yedur, because we know the Pesach is like arusin, like zechati lach lech techachuay b'midbar, yeah, chesed no arayach, like the kindness Hashem did for us in when we were like a bridesmaid. This is all talking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We get married to Hashem. Zenik kreshabes acha dalet parshas penuya. He osis penuy ka. Yeah, it's you're open to Hashem. This Shabbos is called Shabbos Penuya because there's no Dalet Parshiyos. There's no Shkolim, there's no Zocha, there's no Para, there's no Chodesh, there's no Shabbos HaGadol. There's just a normal Shabbos. You read the Chumash, you do a Mafteh, and Zel. There's no extra Sefer Torah, nothing. Penuy Ka says, Osius, Penuy, open or available with Yud Kei. Sha'anu Penuyim, we are available for Hashem now. Shkokim, Lisbonim, Misal, Kedush, Zachag. We're able to now be desire and want to sell Kedusha Zachag, the holiness of this festival that's coming up. Asher Yara Aleinu Mamram, Kamash Ma Penui Alive Hashem, Kamash Isha Medis and Nasa Zuchadios Penui Lekanis Lebeis Baala. Before a woman enters into the house, she has to make sure she's in a pure state to be able to come for the husband. Believe Rishus Achreim Aleha, and there's nothing else holding her back. Zem Mashanam Kodim Yisias Mitzrayim Amli Mashemo. I myself will take you out. I'm there for you to take you out. And we start to recognize that we initially were very far from Hashem, from His Holiness. That was before Mitzrayim, Tzias Mitzrayim, before Pesach. We felt very far. Yes, exactly. The Zer Kesiv means Ma. Hainu Ba'ez Asad Nochel Kanes Ala Kedusha Tshuva. Hashem Himself is going to help us. Anyone who makes himself available to Hashem the Shabbos, Hashem Himself is going to put into you the Kedusha you need to get ready for Chag HaPesach and go out of the Memtes, or in our generation,
Nunchai
to what's the matter? So make it clear. He's going to say, "Zeh Ekia Milui Hain Gemachi Pnoi Bisim Gemachi." His question is the most important, but obviously very practical. So I'm going to say what I make yourself available. Let's now go to the Morinayim. Well, I think, and the Ketamaran is also going to handle it as well. But the Morinayim straight away, he says this. I'm doing next week's parsha because he doesn't have Tazria, but they're connected. Tazria, so it's all about Shemir Saloshin and Darshu Rabbeinu Zal Motzi Ra Shabbat and Lashon Hara. You have to get rid of this Lashon Hara, the Nagoyim boy. Avot Inyan said, Bereshis Baralikim. Why did Hashem make the world? Doshu Rebbezin Israel. Bishul Torah, Bishul Yisrael. It made the whole world for us. So I asked a question to my chavrusa before. Well, it doesn't mention here Shlemis Aretz. It just says Shlemis Torah, Shlemis Yisrael. So where's Shlemis Aretz? He said a good book.
Comes
said,
through it. If you do the tikkun on both those things, then Shlemis Aretz comes out.
That's the more panemius way of explaining it. He says, what does Rashi say in Bereshis? I'm a Rabbi Yitzhak. Eretz Yisrael is for Yisrael. So he also, in that pasuk, it's also Eretz Yisrael. It's also Shlemis Aretz. He answered it. Very good. Remember, we have to realize how choshev Yisrael is to Hashem. That's why Hashem, for our sakes, not just for them, because it says b'shelam them, but we're part of Yisrael. For all of us, barak kol olamos, He made all these worlds. V'kol bruim, made all these creations. Hashem Yisbarach mekabel tanning mekol echad Yisrael afilu marasha gadol. Because it sounds like it's Maran almost. You know, the idea that Hashem's getting tanning from even the biggest Rasha. Once he's part of Klal Yisrael, yeah, Hashem, they made everything for that Yid. Kapelach Arima Kapelach Kaseich. It's a pasuk in Shir Hashem. Filu, it's a pasuk Gemara Chagiga says, Rekanim Shebucha, Melim Mitzvah Kariman. I was telling him, like, the Chavrusa, Riman is the same osis as Maron. Yeah, the idea. Alechad Mitzvah, Afil Sha'oma Emes, even if you say the truth in that guy, this is beautiful. It shows you how the Rebbe, this Moronayim, the Tzaddik, it takes away the Tanag Hashem gets from Klai Yisrael when we speak Lashon Hara. So, yeah, so what does that do? And even if you say the Emes, it takes away the Tanag Hashem gets. Hashem gets Tanag from us. Like he had in Bereshis when Hashem got very sad in his heart. Lanega, it turns the onig into God forbid this begam, this nega, this kind of saras. That's what we got to earlier on. So the main thing is that you get your reward. What's the reward? Instead of it being onig, you're making nega, making this saras. So obviously it shows how important Klal Yisrael are to Hashem and a choshava. And we want to make a tanig to Hashem. That's the point. We want to make onig. We're in a relationship with Hashem. Same Osius, we want to turn it around the negative Oneg. We want to focus in on the Cheshivas. And if we answer the question, the Torah says, how to make ourselves Penui, one of the ways is not to fill ourselves up with all these negative feelings about Klal Yisrael. Allow ourselves to have, especially this year, the Minhag Shamayim Erev Pesach comes out with a Parshas Tazrim and Sarah, 2 weeks of learning about Shmir Saloshin, not to speak bad, what's the root of speaking bad, thinking bad?
Azam.
Yeah, Azam is you get to the Torah. Look, tomorrow, Azam Ralekai Ba'odi, and you get to the Torah Lamed Gimel. He says, "Mir Ish Chofetz Chaim Oyev Yom Lemoras Tov." This is what we learned yesterday. The one who gets Chofetz Chaim, who wants life, he all his days he loves to see the good. And we learned yesterday that we have to get to a point where we see the good in how, how Hashem deals with us. He's Hashem Hu Elakim. He asked the question yesterday. How do you connect Hashem to Elakim? The name of Rachamim to Midas Adin. So we know the Rabbi Nachman explains this, and we learned this once, I think you and I, we did a Kutmaron, Ari, about how we have to learn how to see life where Hashem is Elohim, where we get to the point, he brings a pasuk in the Kutmaron, he brings a beautiful pasuk, that, and this connects into Halal, and then we're connecting to another interesting poem we'll end off with. He says, Bar Hashem Ahalal Dava, Valakim Ahalal Dava. This is the Kutmaron that we learned yesterday. So the whole thing of this Torah, he gets into this mindset where he's looking into everything Hashem does is for the good. And he's able to give halal on everything. And we learned in the Shir, Yom Rishon, with Rabbi Yosef, and I brought it up to him, that we're learning this Torah, and he liked the yichud between his Shir and the Torah, the idea that we're saying halal on everything, on the good and the bad. If you look at halal, there's a lot of struggle going on there with David and Melech. It's not easy. So that breaking Shem Avaya into Elohim, and that Elohim into Shem Avaya, that is B'yomiyu Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad. We learned this once. It all becomes Echad. You hinted at it when you said Ahava is Gematria Echad.
Echad, right? Yeah. Eva Masra Aboni Maita Lavashpina. It's my favorite line in all of Halal.
Yeah,
it's the discarded stone ends up being the center block of the whole thing.
And who are the Masu? Yeah, we know. Am Yisrael right now being Masu. The whole world's hating us.
Right.
And also within Am Yisrael, the special souls, the Tam Chachomim, the Siddiqim, Panimius people who are sincere for Hashem. The sincere ones are not the ones, you know, like you know, living it up seemingly in the public eye. But the point is that
it may not even be everyone's fault on everyone hating on us. Hashem could be hardening their heart.
Right. Right. Yeah, like Paro, exactly. This could be. I think that is a lot to do. I mean, I think Rosh Lama mentioned that this morning. He said that we wouldn't have had all this eruption of anti-Semitism, we'd have just done what we had to do. Mm-hmm. I think he pretty much said that this morning.
100%.
We'd have just taken care of Hamas straight away without all this politics getting involved.
The October 8th.
Then we wouldn't have had this whole eruption. Because then that's because there's no need to harden the Goyim's hearts if we're doing what we have to do.
But why the 10 plagues?
So there's going to be a process. That's a good point. So then that's an answer back to Shlomo's point in the morning, that there's a process going on here. That we're working on.
Or that because that we did, there wasn't the response that maybe we should have had, that we have to go through a process. But either way, it's all to bring us to the same.
Because Hashem Hu Elokim, that it's all, whether it's Midas Ches or Midas Din.
He created us as Bali Bechira. So the path that we take to get to the
end result get to the,
is sort of.
Always going to get to the end result, Hashem Hu Elokim, that it's all good.
Right. We can come through the UK Vavke side.
But the point is, through the Torah, it gives us that panoi, that space within to praise Hashem, to praise Yisrael, to be with Torah, to have all this Kedusha and goodness. And that gives us the koach to come to Pesach in the right headspace. That it's not Pesach, I'm going to be able to speak out the good of Klal Yisrael, I'm going to speak out the good of Hashem, how he runs things. Sometimes it feels hard, you know, it's making it hard for us, it feels hard. And you could be real about it. It feels a bit difficult, where he likes going and stuff. But you have to talk it out and work it through. And this is part of the relationship with Hashem. That we develop a relationship, real relationship. We talk it out, we work it through. And we want it to be Tanuk. We want to make pleasure to Hashem. We're not trying to make it hard for Hashem. We're not making it hard for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And hard for Amisar, for the Torah. We want to be one. So it came out, the Rabbi Yosef asked me a question. So why does the Talmud Rebbe say a bracha when he does his matzah baking and says halal? Yeah, he says halal with a bracha.
No? Yeah, it's Erev.
Erev Pesach. Yeah. So I asked the Hasidim over there. Apparently the Moranim had three things that were megala to him from Eliyahu Novi that's not in Shulchan Aruch, and that was one of them. That he makes a bracha on halal, Erev Pesach, and when he's baking matzah. So I told Rabbi Yosef, I said, that's the makor, Eliyahu Novi. So the Rebbe carries on in that Masorah. So sometimes I was saying to this guy, sometimes you have to realize it's hard to do all this chizuk by ourselves. That's why we have these beautiful svarim. They, and then Masorah, like you have Zaydas, I'm sure maybe you do as well. I probably have, I figured it out. Aaron Cohen, sure I have. We all have some sort of.
It's pretty special Zaydi.
Yeah, we all have some sort of yichas, Baruch Hashem. We all have some yichas, some way of connecting us. So we're not alone in this. I just finished my first book today, putting it out on the internet. And I didn't publish it, I just put it out in parts. So, and the point of the name of the book is United Souls. The whole point of the book is to remind us, thank you for the matzah, we're all neshamas, and the corona helped get me to this headspace that we need a solution to this, dividing everyone off.
Period.
There is, we're all United Souls, and we're all going through this together, and there's a yichud, and that's the Baal Shem Tov's whole kavan. And to get more into the soul level, that we're all souls uniting together, and that we don't have to go through life feeling like we're missing something, because we're always united, we're always experiencing this world and life together as Am Yisrael, as a united experience of souls. It's not this feeling of separation. And he says here, he's at the end of the summary what we learned yesterday, Adam Sach Levakit Tamir Etz Shalom. We have to ask for this Shalom, this unification. Shalom Ben Koiso, Shalom Panimi, and it comes from within, it's an inner avoda. In our midas and our zoris chayev shokol echamim, I'm sorry lahasaga shalom devekim b'torah tzaddikim v'tzaddikim, and it's also not. It's we're going to get to that shalom by constantly allowing ourselves to be davik with the Torah and with the tzaddikim, because the tzaddikim give us the kodach and naam, or we call konasiva shalom, gives us that path towards shalom and towards so that we can enter this man with that kind of mind. That we're with Shalom, we're not with Chas Shalom, Lashon Hara, or period, or separation. And, you know, in a business situation, I was giving some examples I've had where we just really have to let go. And it's going to come up again and again. I'm sure you're getting it.
For sure.
It's like almost daily thing. Like somehow, the Yetzirah has a way of making things come up that you just want to, you can go the path like this, or you can just move it on. That's okay. Shem has other ways. It's fine. You know, and you just move forward. and it can be very painful, but it's very freeing as well to let go, and that's another path, and the path of Shalom that we have Siddiqim, a teacher's being mevatar and not holding on to things. And you know, the matzah is shame ma. Ma is always about letting go, that anivus, that bittul, because it's three times ma, and it's three different parts of the soul, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Mm-hmm. It's the whole Indian of just letting go. And we're going to have that opportunity again and again. Shem should bless us. It was a bit more than 4 minutes, but we went through three or four svarim, and we got some chizuk and made yichud between a lot of tzaddikim, so it's a good thing.